Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. A treat for you this week. Former Vikings linebacker and also the co-host of Vikings Connected, Ben Lieber, is here to watch film with us, courtesy of Menards. This is the Menards Film Room. Welcome to the show, and we're going to look at some Detroit Lions film. Let me ask you about quarterback Matthew Stafford, who's had two consecutive really good games. Now, in the previous two games, the Lions didn't score a touchdown. So does that kind of personify Matt Stafford's career up and down and up and down?
It's inconsistent. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with, like a lot of quarterbacks, the offensive line play. I mean, the way you kind of beat him is to get him on the run. And you sack him, you hit him, much like a lot of quarterbacks. And the last few weeks, really, this whole season, when he has protection and he can throw the ball downfield, awfully good. But when he gets out moving around, that's when he struggles a little bit.
Lions are a four-loss operation with nine victories. In closing, before we watch film with Ben Lieber, do you think the biggest key to the Vikings winning this game at Ford Field today is to hit Matthew Stafford and get a lot of pressure on him?
Absolutely, and it's going to be more so, I think, our interior push. I mean, our defensive ends, and when we blitz Harrison off the edge, we're getting pressure, and we're making the offensive line a little confused. But we have to get that interior push. If we don't get that, then you get some leakage yardage where he can pull the ball down and run and scamper a little bit. He's not the best runner, but he's going to pick up some yardage. So, you know, you got to get him on the move. You know, whether he's running to the right or left, it really doesn't matter. Some quarterbacks, you want to flush him away from their throwing arm. But with him, flush him any side, and he'll struggle.
Menards Film Room with Ben Lieber. Here we go.
All right, so the first play we're going to look at is Ziggy Ansah, and just – I think his development has really been key to this defensive line. Sue gets a lot of play, fairly banged up, but he gets a lot of play as well. I think it's Ziggy over here going against Matt Khalil and really the whole offensive line, as you're going to see, that it's more about his movements. He's going to make an inside stunt on a blitz. And you see just the chaos that he can cause, right? He moves well, long arms, gets vertical.
Wow.
And really is disruptive. And this is from our game, obviously, early in the season. And he's gotten better, right?
Yeah.
So I really think for our offensive line to have success and for Teddy to have success, you have to stop him. Now we shift offensively. I want to point out, so Calvin Johnson, so he's down here, right? He wants to win. If you watch all of his big catches, big receptions, it's always on inside breaking routes, right? Rarely does he catch a ball on the outs. You get a jam, you're a little physical.
What a pass.
But he wants to win on the inside. I'm gonna go through a couple more plays of just the same sort of thing, and then I'm going to switch the script on you a little bit and get into the red zone.
Yeah.
Here he is again. This is the best illustration, right? They're in a zone, and he gets a free release to the inside. But once again, just to illustrate where all of his big plays are, it's in the middle of the football field.
Can you go back to the beginning? This is the second time we've seen this. So is he just getting beat in the middle, or is he letting him go because he thinks he's going to get help somewhere in here?
He's going to let him go because he's expecting help.
Wow.
When they're playing zone as a corner, whether it's cover three, cover four, or a hard cover two where you're supposed to jam the guy and then play off, this is your area of the field. You're going to pass this off either the safety or a linebacker dropping out. So that's not really – he doesn't technically get burned.
Yeah.
It's just the soft spot in the zone.
Yeah, that's way too free of a release.
And it's too much, right? I mean, that's – they're going to live off that all day. So if you want to win against him in the field of play, and that's the difference, in the field of play, you get strong on the inside and you get physical and you force him out, disrupt the timing, and force Stafford to make a throw between – the defender, and Calvin Johnson. Now, here's the difference. In the red zone, and I'm just going to kind of make up a term here, in the hot zone where we kind of get close to the 5-yard line, the 6-7-yard line, Calvin down here, he wants to win on the outside, fade routes, jump balls, right? So as you get into the red zone, the hot zone, you switch up your leverage. Still get physical, but switch up the leverage and play more outside. And ask the safety. He's trying to get there, but that's a lot of ground to cover, right?
Wow, yeah.
Now we get in the Chicago game, same sort of thing. You're going to see him down here. He wants to win over here. Jump ball situation. They got what they want as far as coverage goes.
Yeah, single coverage.
Single coverage.
On the best receiver in the NFL.
On the best receiver. Again, you have to get physical at the line of scrimmage. If you're manned up like that, get physical and stay to the outside this time, right?
Yeah.
So that's Calvin Johnson. We all know that you have to stop him. Now we get into Joik Bell.
Yeah.
And for him, as you'll see here, it's the cutback runs sometimes that get you. That's something I think our defense has really struggled with lately. Big back, right?
Yep.
Big back, can get downhill, breaks tackles.
Look at Joik.
Uses his off arm very well. We haven't tackled very well lately as a defense. Ooh. And this is the type of runner he is.
Ooh.
Big, strong, and physical.
You're right.
Here's a designed cutback run that he doesn't take cutback. It's supposed to come here. Follow this fullback.
Yep.
But because of the penetration by the defensive lineman, blowing up Dominic Raiola, he keeps it front side. And you see the problems it possesses responsibility-wise on the front side as well.
Yeah.
So you have to look at backside plays, cutbacks, and front side plays. And this is really where you look at all their success with him lately. It's him catching the ball.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's a little check down up in the middle. This is a designed swing pass. But he's going to stay on the field in passing situations and catch the football as well. So Reggie Bush has been out. This has allowed Joik Bell to get more carries and to get more receptions.
Nice little six-yard catch.
It is. And it's not about hitting a home run sometimes with a back catching the ball in the backfield. But, you know, on first down, you pick up 6-7 yards. Hey, that's great. Yep. Offensive coordinators, they love second and third, second and two. And this guy's been doing it for them.